Today's referee, Darren Bond, checks his watch, checks with his linesman, and blows his whistle, and we're underway. Cambridge come into the box, courtesy of Dunk. Dunk having a shot on target, and Marriott gets that one away to the edge of the box, and Cambridge still with an opportunity to get the ball towards goal, and they've actually got themselves a corner. Dunk and Carew eyeing it up. It's going to be Carew. Carew right-footed round the wall, and it only went about a foot to the right of Alan Marriott's post. Michael Jinks inside, one player on that far hand side, crosses to the back post, Hegarty with the shot, and Hegarty puts it over the bar. An absolutely gilt-edged chance for Nick Hegarty. Hegarty still has it on this near hand side, crossed into the box, Michael at the back post, but that ball will go for a goal kick. Nearly an own goal for Cambridge United. Fantastic opportunity for Matt Green, nearly put the ball into the back of the net after number 5 Michael Wilde went back towards his own goal, and basically the keeper had come too far out. Dyer managed to get the ball across the face of goal, and Wilde, as he was getting the ball under his feet, nearly put it into the back of the net. The ball ricochets around the Cambridge United half, and can Green get there? Green's into the box, the ball won't sit down for him, it bounces up into the air, and then the Cambridge United goalkeeper Danny Nesbitt gets back, and he takes the ball above his head. Nesbitt sends the ball downfield, and the referee blows his whistle for half time, and it's Mansfield Town 0 Cambridge United 0. Referee puts his whistle to his mouth, and he gets us underway here at Field Mill for the second half. Meikle puts a good foot in, and he set Green free. Can Green go past the keeper? Yes, he can. He's got to get his ball on target, and Green has scored, and Mansfield Town have taken the lead, and it's that man again, Matt Green, with 11th goal of the season. Mansfield Town 1 Cambridge United 0. Cambridge United are coming into the Mansfield Town penalty area. Dunk has it, and Dunk has struck straight back for the visitors, because Mansfield Town didn't get the ball out of their own penalty area. Dunk was given far too much time to make his way to the 6-yard line, and Alan Marriott's looking at Luke O'Neill with some disgust. Meikle's in space if Dyer can find him. Meikle's into the box. Can Meikle shoot? And his right-footed shot goes just above the bar. Luke Berry trying to get into the box, and it's going to be a goal to Cambridge, because number 11, Harrison Dunk, has done it again. He's got himself a second goal in this game, and again, Mansfield Town didn't clear the ball from the 18-yard line. It's now Mansfield Town 1 Cambridge United 2. He's got O'Neill outside, and Meikle shoots, and the keeper has to parry that one away. Meikle from 25 yards out, I think, caught the keeper napping there, because he wasn't expecting Lyndon Meikle to take that shot. To Dyer, Dyer to Green. Can Green get a shot off? He's been man-marked. Was he pulled down? No, he wasn't. The referee's blown that one away. Freeman on this near-hand side crosses it in, and Green flicks it onto the back post. And can anyone get there for Mansfield Town? No, they can't. Mansfield Town have been consigned to another defeat, this time in the league at home against Cambridge United. Mansfield Town 1 Cambridge United 2.